You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
KMTP with 2 days. Morena Keria, how are you?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm very well. How
Yay!
Are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so excited to finally chat to you about this record, which I'm already picking as one of my top five of the year. It is so good. With love, KMTP. Congratulations. It's so wonderful. How are you feeling?
I'm at the end now, really, of like the whole album release process, which has, you know, I mean... the releasing started, I guess, kind of June. So it's been like a long, lengthy process, but the actual like making and creation of the album is taking literally years.
Yeah.
So it's
just a pandemic's worth of music going on. Yeah.
Yeah. So it feels really good. And the feedback has been really heartwarming and very emotionally like fulfilling for me.
Mm.
I'm just glad people will listen is the big thing.
Totally.
I'm glad that people will listen and that people will enjoy and that hopefully it will add or improve to your life.
Hard out.
That's the goal.
Well, it's definitely added and improved mine, so thank you for that. And congrats on the tour, which has looked very successful so far. Tonight you're playing with Peach Pit at the Power Station.
Yeah.
Very excited.
That's a weird one. It's like
so cool.
We did not expect that at all. And when we got hit up by Frontier, it was the week of the release.
Yeah.
And it was early in the release, and they were like, oh, we're going to announce it on the Thursday, which is when my album was coming out. So I was like, what a big day.
It's going to be a big day.
We're playing with Peach Pit tonight. It's going to be special. Power Station is like one of those venues that if you kind of play the Power Station, I feel like it's like a step up the ranks.
Yeah, totally.
So, for the most part, and Peach Pit seemed like a really chill, lovely band.
Yeah.
I like messaged them on Instagram. They're like, oh, so cool to get you. We're playing with you.
Yeah.
And they were just like, yeah, we're so excited. I was like, oh, yes.
Nice vibes.
So
nice vibes.
Hopefully the vibes will be good. but yeah, we're going to be playing like a little strip back set of the album.
Cool.
And probably a little sneak peek, a hit at the end.
Ooh.
A little sneaky hit.
Okay, that's exciting. We'll keep an ear out for that. Also, of course, you're celebrating finally the whole record this weekend with your Auckland whānau. Where, when, how, and why can people get along to that one, Kerea?
So, yeah, it's the last show. It's the hometown show. And we're playing at Whammy Bar this Friday the 20th. We've got really great support. We're playing with Face on a Pony, who I've been listening to for years and has been a kind of a big influence. Their last album, I thrashed that like on nonstop for months. I think it was such a great release. Feel very grateful that they're on board. And also I have Museum Stalk, who's a Tarushi from Wellington, who plays in many other bands, recitals, plays trumpet in recitals and Futures Parade, but they have a solo project which they actually never really haven't played many gigs recently, and it's kind of just been sitting in the back on the back burner. So they're coming out with a little set, and I'm very excited for that. It's going to be quite special. I don't want to say it's like a little rare performance, but you know,
it does feel it's definitely a rare performance in Auckland. I don't know if there's been many a Museum Stalk set up here, so that's very exciting.
Yes, because Tarushi is playing in my live band for the tour, and I was like, you should play some music. You should play some of your own music, and she was just like, yeah.
Cool. Awesome. It feels like you've gathered a very nice community around you, Kerea, not just through this album, but in the kind of process of writing it and bouncing these ideas around your peers. I know is something that's like quite a personal thing for you, because a lot of these songs come from an extremely personal place. We've talked in the past about how this album is kind of a follow-on from your EP, and it's sort of, you know, PS See You Soon and the EP, and then With Love Came TP. There's a nice like shared language in the way you've framed those there, but it feels like when you have brought this to your friends, it's a very vulnerable action that you're doing. How does it feel to you know, send these songs out into the world?
Yeah, it really is. I think for the first EP, it was a weird barrier that I had to kind of face to kind of put out those songs. And even some of them were personal, but I feel like these next collection of songs were like kind of a level above that. And it was, I don't know, I shared it with the right people at the right time initially.
Yeah.
And that kind of got, kind of broke my like, my weird kind of anxieties that I had about sharing it. And so I think that really helped. Yeah, I mean, like Zach from Summer Return, big supporter initially, especially with the EP. And so I really lent on his, his input and his critique, as well as Amelia, a longtime collaborator of mine, BFM alum. Yeah, so just sharing, having the right people in the right kind of like in the right circles, just to kind of like feed off of and get good feedback from, and then I think that really they were just like, this is sick, like you should just put it out there.
Just back yourself. Get
yeah.
it out.
So, but it feels great. It feels great that, like, strangers are just coming up to me and just saying, like, I love your music. And it's, like, really, like, you know, it hits them in the right places. And that's, like, that's what makes it worth my while, to be honest.
Absolutely. The thing that I find really striking about this record is there is such a confidence to the sound of this album. It feels like you really understand what you're trying to say sonically, but that pairs with your extremely vulnerable, to use that awfully overused word, but that very vulnerable lyrics. Like, you're getting into some quite deep crevices of your soul there, Kiria. Does it feel nice to perform that now? Because obviously a lot of these were written in the context of the pandemic and a lot of that being in home spaces and lockdown spaces. How does it feel to be actually experiencing that with an audience now?
Yeah, it's cool. It's definitely it's nice to share that, and I love performing the songs in a live setting. I think it's great. I've kind of crafted the sound of the album as if you were to, you know, sit down and listen and you have that experience. But the live performance is it just brings something different, and I think it's a really fun way to express these songs in a little bit more of a playful way. And I kind of changed the setup a little bit, and having the band as well, you know, they're doing their own things and they're bringing their own kind of unique touches to their instruments and the parts and the songs. So it's really cool, and I feel it's special. I feel like listening to the recordings is kind of what was captured in that moment, and you know, I tried my hardest to kind of have that live on as a recording. But the live shows, it's really kind of, each show is unique. And so, like, the Wellington show that we played last weekend was very unique. There were things that I did and I was like, I've never done this before, but it felt, you know, because that was what I was feeling at the time. And especially having, like, close friends come and watch was really special. It was our Wellington debut, so I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. But having people there who I knew and who, like, really were just at the front and just, like, vibing along was really cool. And I think the Auckland show is going to be even more special, because there's going to be everyone, probably most people I would know.
All the gangs coming along.
Yeah, and a lot of my family are coming, which is really sweet. It's going to be really special. Each show's unique, and this one's going to be pretty cool.
Excellent. Grab your tickets from Under the Radar, I believe. If you want to go, don't muck around. Get tickets now, because this one's going to be a full house, I reckon.
Yeah, we are. The ticket sales are climbing, so definitely Under the Radar is the place to go. And it's going to be a banging time.
It is going to be a banging time. And if you're heading to Peach Pit tonight, get down there nice and early so you can see KMTP perform as well. Thank you, Kiria, for coming in. Congrats again on your record.
Thanks, Rachel.
We're going to listen to Ordinary Kid. I bloody love this song. I love the whole vibe of it. I like that you're getting in your thrasher sort of era as well. It's a good energy for this track.
It's my entry to the hardcore scene in Auckland, I think.
Thanks, Kiria. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.